We get things rolling by talking softball, as we do each week at this time, with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Mike Kuth. Mike, good afternoon.
Hello, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good. How are those frequent flyer miles adding up for you so far?
Well, we're going to get some more tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, you sure are. Well, you had a trip out to Oklahoma last week, Stillwater, Oklahoma. You played some very tough competition. Overall, what would you say about the way your team performed and progressed?
A little disappointed. I thought we should have, and only because I thought we should have won the game that we played on Sunday. You know, when you're playing Oklahoma State and teams like that, you want to go in and compete and be in that environment, but there's not, you don't go into those games thinking that you have a real good chance to win. And I think it's also just an opportunity for the girls to have to stand in certain situations and grow up. I mean, they had some fans that out in left field that were just unbelievable on our girls. And it's like, you know, there's no place you can hide. You got to stand there and you got to grow up and you got to be tough. And so part of those games are just that piece of it.
What did you learn about your team from that experience?
I think one thing, I know we can play defense. I mean, we've been able to, we've only made 11 errors in 10 games, and I think that's exceptional coming out of, you know, having to practice indoors and so forth. I learned that we're probably going to have to be a team that's going to create offense. We've got to bunt for hits and sacrifice and, you know, probably do some hit and runs and run and hit and squeeze and so forth. I'm not sure right now we're ready to be a team that can put four or five hits together in an inning. So I think that'll be our focus the early part of the trip in Florida, is just try to create some offensive situations.
Well, you're off to Tampa tomorrow and another busy weekend with folks like Loyola, Quinnipiac. Five games this weekend, right?
Yeah, five this weekend. We're actually, us along with the baseball team, are actually leaving at 6 tonight to drive to Portland because Sarah was worried about them not being able to get us to Portland tomorrow. So we're going to go tonight. We leave tomorrow night to go to Tampa. We'll play five games over the weekend. We'll have Monday off. We'll play a doubleheader Tuesday, game Wednesday, Thursday, and then next week we'll play a doubleheader Friday, doubleheader Saturday, and then come home on Sunday.
What's the best part of all the travel that you do early in the season?
What's the best part of it? I think just getting an opportunity to play. And like this year, we went away the first 2 weeks, and we've never done that before. So maybe the best part of it is it made winter go by a lot quicker than it has in the past.
Now, we asked last week, you had never been to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Yeah, how would you rate it as a travel destination after your time there?
I would say, don't anybody ever tell me that Orono, Maine is out in the middle of nowhere.
I love it. I want to ask you this, too, because we've talked about it a little bit this week, the announcement that Rich Barron will take over as the men's basketball coach. And there are people saying, well, gee, he doesn't have any experience coaching men. He's been a women's coach. But you've told us you don't see a great deal of difference.
No, I mean, coaching is coaching. Leading people is leading people. I don't think there's any difference in it. I mean, there's maybe some subtle differences, but I thought Richard made a great point in his press conference that, and I've always believed this too, that every person that's ever coached needs to coach girls, needs to coach females, because I think it makes you a better coach. You have to communicate better. You have to lead better. You have to have better body language. I mean, there's just things that you have to do with the girls, but I think that also helps you more as you're coaching with guys because you have to communicate better.
Now, does Lynn agree? Does she say that you're a better communicator now?
Probably not, because most of the time she says I don't talk a whole lot, especially after we lose a game.
Well, we wish you luck this week. Travel safely tonight and tomorrow, getting out of here ahead of that storm, and good luck this weekend down in Florida.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Have a great night.
You bet. We'll see you next week. It's Mike Kuth, Maine softball coach, every Wednesday here on Downtown. Black Bear Reports are presented by University Credit Union, where Black Bears Bank. Celebrating 50 years, UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system students, employees, and alumni since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu.